that level of concierge and communication, personalization, that's really to me the next evolution and the big leg up and point of differentiation, to be frank, what we have and the capabilities of which we possess.
Hello and welcome to the Fobi Insider Podcast. I've tracked down Rob Anson. How are you doing, Rob?
Nathan. Good to be back. It's been a bit of a stretch here for sure in the last 6 weeks, but I'm happy to be home, and it sure felt great to sleep in my own bed for the first time. I guess it's been 6 weeks now already, and feels like 6 months. So much has gone on over that period, and unfortunately spent the last 10, 11 days here sick. Once again, I had COVID as a result of my trip in Orlando, and was a tough one, of course, because that was my one block of that time that I was with my family on vacation in Maui for spring break, and spent most of it in the bedroom and trying to get rid of the fever and the rest of it. But it's good to be back and feeling very good now. So looking forward to the week ahead here.
Well, it has been full on, and sorry to hear you've been sick, and you've been all over North America at least. So maybe just give us an update of, you know, the couple of weeks after Comcast and where you've been and the sort of relationships you've built and continuing to build.
Yeah, well, obviously go back. I mean, I left when the Niners, of course, we lost this year in the Super Bowl, but that was the day I left. Obviously, we were still amidst the capital raise. Met with a lot of shareholders, did a lot of presentations, of course, and worked to close the raise, of which we did successfully, as we all know. And then I went from there. We had the Comcast, spent the week with their team down in Orlando. Tremendous learnings and insights, tremendous opportunities, and great introductions. I mean, to see the program, the way they've constructed it to really focus in on some of the gaps in the Comcast asset class, I guess you could say. It was a very clear drill down as to here's where we're strong, here's where we'd like to improve, here's like we'd like to consolidate our efforts and assets, and there's definitely a huge opportunity there. We've had some great follow-up since, and looking at architecting some of the use cases now that we understand what the opportunity and challenge is, and it's something that's very interesting. As I said, I think the opportunity is tremendous, and it's been a real pleasure, first and foremost, to work with the senior executives throughout the assets of Comcast. Great, great group of people, and very cool to see that they're highly motivated to move quick and get something going here as far as building out use cases and other agreements.
So where do you see the biggest benefits so far from sort of your weeks back from Comcast?
I think really, Nathan, is that like every other company, they've built infrastructure on mobile applications. They're seeing, I don't want to say limited usage, but sort of a cap on customer acquisition, customer retention, and of course, usage is the big one for them. I think there's all organizations, quite frankly, are always looking to enhance their guest experience and, of course, their VIP value-added services and these things, and access and entries come up already. There's a lot here that's just speaks to the relevancy of what we do, and I think it's well-timed. You know, it's about filling the funnel. It's what the wallet provides, super easy, seamless means of converting unknown to known users, if you will, and driving mobile downloads and sponsor activations and some of these other security things that appear to be an opportunity as well. I would say it's very, very well balanced. And at the end of it, really, Nathan, I think the one that caught the real attention is, yes, we can do all these great things from a mobile wallet perspective, but really, once again, it comes back to the data. It always begins with data. A lot of things happen in the middle. And of course, it always ends with the data. And that's associated ROI and value realization point that serves us best as well.
Yeah, we really are in a sweet spot with data collection, customer acquisition and sort of the AI feature that we're able to offer?
I think, that's a great point. To me, really, the segmentation capability, that's a real big one. Most stuff today, as we saw there, and most other organizations and projects we look at right now, everyone does relatively the same thing. It's pretty much all static communication that goes out to everyone. The segmentation aspect of it is really, really key. That level of concierge and communication, personalization, that's really, to me, the next evolution and the big leg up and point of differentiation, to be frank, what we have and the capabilities of which we possess.
Absolutely. So with your time there, has that kind of putting focus into where you're going to spend your time in the next few months, say?
Yeah, I mean, there's not just the opportunities within, there's like 40, 50 people that are dedicated within just solely on the sports tech side of it. We've met tremendous amount of different advisors that, you know, have come from Legends and some of the other key groups within the industry that are taking notice to what we do and of course the other groups involved. I mean, I see tremendous opportunity with the groups involved. Quite honestly, I mean, there's a lot of very well-established companies that are a part of the program that have very, very long, quite honestly, customer lists and of course, live implementations today in all of the major sporting leagues. So it's a tremendous great group of guys and pretty cool, quite honestly, to see the vast, I guess, experience and value that these companies bring to the Comcast sports tech program.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I can't wait to kind of get stuck in with the relationships that you've built. So with you back, you know, you're here, you're back in Canada. The capital raise was obviously finalized. Comcast is over and the travels are over. Where do you see your time being spent in the next little while?
Well, I think it's just for us, M&A obviously is always front and center here as to what's next. I think, you know, balance of time, obviously the new hire of Bruce, VP of marketing is, I've got a full day booked with him Monday and we'll use, I'm sure, the dozen whiteboard pens that he's already got fired up and ready to go. But no, I've already heard tremendous feedback about Bruce and very honored to have him on our team here. Obviously, the talent of which he brings and success, refinement and focus and execution is really the key for us. We can do a lot of things, as everyone knows. I think our focus now has been and will continue to see and evolve with Bruce here is that true refinement of focus and the long and narrow of execution and a few of the key areas and verticals of which we've gained a lot of traction now over the last 6 months, specifically and the associated opportunities that go along with those. I think we start to see further acceleration and in growth from there. I think the other one too, and I owe much thank you and gratitude to yourself for stepping in for me at Roth. Obviously, I was not in a very good spot, not to definitely travel and to be down there. So you got to live the Phobie and Roth experience firsthand. And I know you've got some great video content that's going to stem and come from that in the next bit. So thank you, one, for helping me out there. And secondly, I mean, what an event. It looked tremendous from what you shared with me. And of course, George from Agoracom was sending stuff out on LinkedIn and sending me the odd message of get well and wish you're here. And oh, by the way, here's the sunset at the beach and all these other great marshmallow DJ performance and a lot of cool stuff that happened down there. So I think conferences continue to become a big part of what we do. Lots going on with the Pulse IR side and what's next on strategy there. And I've got my hands full juggling, but it's really good because it's very strategic. It's actually very focused now and makes my job a little bit easier when it comes to checking boxes now. And that's really been the key focus for us this year.
Yeah, it was quite an amazing event down in down in LA, down in Orange County, in the Roth, and being involved with that. And like you touched upon, the conference and event management is such a big use case for us that we can really elevate these sorts of events and really consolidate all of the tech that is involved, the check-in and everything, and seeing that firsthand how we can improve is really exciting for sure.
I think that's the big part there, Nathan. As you said, it's about consolidation. You know, when you've got 4, 5, 6, 7 different systems and stuff, it's very, very challenging. You know, you saw it firsthand at Roth, of course, about some of the different technologies that are being used out there and that were on showcase and display. And obviously for us, we look at making things as easy as possible. And I think that's the big thing here. That was the takeaway, not just Roth, but everywhere. How do you provide that seamless integration that spans all of the touch points and provides that level of engagement and personalization, communication, direct access to lock screen? That's really the big one. I think these are the key points, and it was great for you to see it firsthand and to witness the excitement that I saw and your realization of, oh, wow, we can do all of this and more, and provide it in one singular platform, which is a big, big deal. So I think it's great that you got to go. And once again, thank you. I would say to add to it is that I think I've learned a lot the last 6 weeks as well. For me, I'm always about takeaways and whatnot. And I really think the area of focus and refinement is really the continued goal for the rest of the year. Working with the team at Comcast on the pitch deck and the story and all of these things as to who's Fobi, what do? It's always been a challenge. It really has, because we do so many things, or we can do so many things, I apologize. It's always kind of made it difficult to hone in on that 15-second elevator pitch. And it's what I witnessed down there, and I learned that refinement is something now that I'm a lot more comfortable with. And I think it's understanding the reaction and seeing it firsthand of, oh, okay, great. Yeah, we could use that. We have a problem and deficit with that. You know, these are things there that make a big difference and impact. And when you can be able to explain what you do in a very clear and concise manner, obviously makes it so much easier for the rest of the people to understand, and that big burden and heavy lift dissipates, and you start to see a lot more excitement because they're not so overwhelmed and trying to understand. And it's a tough one. I've fought with that for the last 4 or 5 years now, and I think it's a positive, but also trying to simplify is a good one. And I think it's something here that it's been a great learning experience. And I think now that Bruce is on, he'll be able to help even further, which really excites me. And seeing now the sweet spot of where the business is really growing just helps with that long and narrow approach. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here, is wash, rinse, repeat as fast as we can. And that's kind of, to me, the goal, and has been. And now that we've seen that long and narrow effect take charge here, I'm very quite excited about what the rest of the year looks like. From the other side too, I think balance, it's a tough one. You know, 6 weeks, I haven't been on the road for that long in many, many years. And I got to tell you, it's not easy. You wake up and you have no idea where you are, and you're trying to get all these things done. And I mean, it even goes, like, I'll use the example of our Comcast video. You know, you're trying to make stuff work out of a hotel room or an Airbnb. You're on your cell phone, you're on your laptop and iPad, and, you know, sound's not ideal. You don't have all the normal stuff. And, you know, it's not like we have access to a studio where we just show up every day and, you know, we've got a podcast studio ready to go. We're doing so much of this stuff on the fly, and efforts to give communication as frequent as we can, and some of the in-behind and depth stuff behind the scenes that's going on. You know, it's not always pretty and it's not always ideal, but we're doing our best to make it work. And it's kind of funny to me that some of the focus of people that, oh, well, it didn't look professional, your eyes weren't quite centered, and the lighting wasn't perfect and the sound wasn't great. And but you know, that's all fine. But the fact of the matter is that we got it out, and you know, you're on the road. There's priorities and importance of what's next, and you know, having the lights and the makeup and all these things, that's Hollywood and not the reality of a startup on the road. And it was kind of fun to be back to grassroots again of traveling and place to place, and tremendous learning opportunities. So happy to be home and very grateful for what the last 6 weeks has been, and for what's to come here ahead.
Yeah, it really has been full on, and I know you've been all over the place, and I really appreciate you giving your time and being always available when I have to call you. I'm like, okay, I have to record something with you because we need to get something out, and you're always available. So
I think the one day you were up, I think it was 4 a.m.
yeah, one was 4 a.m.
You know, that's right. I mean, you know, like I said, people should appreciate your efforts and all that we do here to try to provide, you know, insight to what's going on. And you know, you've always been tremendous in making yourself available as well around my schedule. And you know, you're like, hey, if it's 4 a.m., it's 4 a.m. Let's do it. And there we are, right? We got it out the door. And that it speaks a lot to your commitment and, of course, an enthusiasm for the team and all the cool things that we're doing. So props to you as well, Nathan.
Thank you. I think the most important thing is getting the information out there, whatever it, however form it comes in, and I'm glad we're able to do that as often as we are, especially with all the obstacles and everything that we're faced in the world. So I'm happy about that. I'm really excited for this next chapter with Bruce, with Comcast and these conferences, and really sort of solidifying more of our tech stack in these industries, which is only going to benefit us for the future. So I appreciate your time again. Was there anything else that you wanted to kind of wrap up with?
No, I think that's great. I'm excited to be back. Obviously, majority of the country here in Canada is back to school Monday, I believe. So we'll look to ramp things up and press hard for the next bit and put out as much content and communication and PR and marketing as we can. And lots going on. So let's regroup this weekend and go hard again next week.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Rob. We'll see you next week.
You have a great day, Nathan.